You're listening to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. Shortly, we're going live to the All Candidates Forum for the new Municipality of Tantramar elections, which take place on November 28th. The forum is taking place at the Church by the Lake, right beside Silver Lake in Middle Sackville. And the host and moderator for the event is Sackville resident and former CHMA host, Carol Cook. Stay tuned and we'll go live to Carol Cook and your Tantramar candidates very shortly.
But it's my job tonight to make these people shine. So without further ado, it is time for Andrew Black, one of the three mayoral candidates, to make 2 minutes of his opening remarks.
My name is Andrew Black, and I'm a candidate for the seat of mayor in the town of Tantramar. I graduated from TRHS and Mount Allison University, and I've worked and lived in Sackville most of my life. My parents are John and Deb, and I'm married to Kathy Trish, all three who are here tonight, and we have three kids aged 14, 11, and 4. I was elected to council in 2016 and was elected again in 2021, where I was voted in as deputy mayor for the town of Sackville. I also hold the seat of the president of the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick, which is a powerful advocate for change in the province and a voice of elected officials province-wide. I live on Marshview Drive in Sackville, and when I look out from my windows, I get a front row seat to the majesty of the Tantramar Marsh. It is powerful, historic, protective, life-giving, sustaining, serene, yet sometimes stormy, and always vast and mysterious. Our community will be called the Town of Tantramar after January 1st, and we will all come together to work towards our common goals and overcome our challenges. We will need to be powerful with our voice and make ourselves heard. We will need to protect our identity and history so that it is not lost or shrouded. We will need to support our population and give life to their ideas and desires for a sustainable and vibrant community. There will be times where we can all feel serene and calm in our efforts, but never forget there may be stormy times ahead. And our dreams and hopes for our community need to start out as vast, yet through deliberation become attainable and warranted. This new community will be a force to be reckoned with, just as its namesake, the Tantramar Marsh. My name is Andrew Black, and I'm running for mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew Black. I'd now like to invite Sean Michaud to give his 2 minutes of opening remarks.
Thank you, Carol. Good evening, everyone. Thank you to the organizers and to the Middle Sackville Baptist Church for providing this space for us. For those of you who do not know me, I was born and raised here in Sackville, living here 55 of my 60 years. I'm married to Angela Johnson, who was born in Sackville, raised in British Settlement, and is a 30-year business owner in our community. We are both alumni of TRHS, as is my 33-year-old son, Luke. I have 14 years' experience in municipal government. We have been provided a blank page to begin writing a new story for the soon-to-be town of Tantramar. We are setting the foundation for the generations to come. How exciting is that? To say you are part of history. Like the founders of our communities, we will be the people to start the tale of Tantramar. Our new town is vast in size and diverse in people. Our population will be 9,100 and our tax base $1 billion. Mayor and council must create the mechanism that brings our communities together with one vision, which is to be sustainable, see positive growth, and embrace opportunity. By creating citizens' advisory committees, we will ensure that what we are focused on as a council is what our residents have jointly determined to be in our community's best interest. The following areas will be key to the community: public safety, business growth, tourism, recreation, and we must continue the important work on healthcare and climate change. In order for this transition to be successful, we will need to be collaborative. We will need to be understanding. We will need to compromise. We will need to ensure our energy is put behind the many positive attributes our new community has to offer. Will it be easy? No. Will we find a way through? Yes. Let's be big and bold and embrace these challenges. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean Michaud. Our next candidate is Bonnie Swift.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bonnie Swift, candidate for mayor. I'm a small town girl who grew up in Dorchester, Block C, Cell 41. Actually, I didn't. I grew up in a family of six kids, right next door to the wonderful Fort Folly First Nation. I hold a degree in civil and environmental engineering. I have an MBA from Royal Roads University, and I'm also a chartered professional accountant. When I was a kid, my dad used to say, none of his girls were going to grow up to be dependent on any man, starting with him. So at 14, he sent us all out to work in the blueberry fields and plant trees. When I was 18, with $300 in my back pocket, I decided to move to Alberta to start my life. And that's where I ended up for some time. Against all odds, in 1999, I started my own engineering company. And when I was told I wouldn't make it, it actually grew to a $25 million company in 8 years. My campaign is on government transparency, and I really believe that this is a really important thing, because governments that have nothing to hide will hide nothing. And one of the biggest complaints I've heard recently is the citizens are feeling closed off. They're paying for information that they never have access to. I want open government. That's part of my campaign. I also have a platform where I talk about climate change. I talk about our firefighters, our hospital, and citizen engagement. And you will find that in my details on my platform, in my flyer at the back of the room. I also have a 10-page platform that you can go to on my Facebook page, which is on this flyer. To the rural wards, you now have a candidate that understands your concerns. You know why? Because I grew up in one. And I know a lot of you are struggling and worried about having proper representation. If I am your mayor, you will not have to worry about that. I will be there for you. Thank you.
And now we're going to move to the ward candidates. Please welcome Robert Corkerton, Ward 1.
Hello, I'm Robert Corkerton. I'm running in Ward 1. I'm a resident of the current village of Dorchester and have lived there for the past 20 years. I live there with my wife, Lise, and our four children. I'm originally from England and moved to Montreal when I was a young child. C'est là que j'ai appris ma français, je suis bilingue. This is where I learned French, and I'm fully bilingual. For the past 16 years, I've had the honor of being a member of the Council of the Village of Dorchester. Over that time, I've worked on different portfolios, and the constant being the recreation programming and playing fields. I've served on the Board of Recreation New Brunswick is representing the village, and so a provincial NGO for the recreation in the province. I'm currently in my 20th year serving as a leader in Scouts Canada, having held different positions throughout the years. I'm a volunteer with the Dorchester Food Bank, and new as of this year, I'm also the director for the junior programs for the Moncton Black Tide Rugby Club. I'm looking to serve because I feel the experience on council and other boards and my understanding of governance workings will be an asset to help bring Chatmar into existence and set it on a good path for the future. Thank you.
Our next candidate for Ward 1, Debbie Wiggins-Colwell.
Hi, I'm Debbie Wiggins-Colwell, and I am the last mayor for the village of Dorchester. First female mayor also. I've lived in Dorchester for over 50 years, raised three of my children there, had owned my own business, and my husband and I opened a second business in the village square of Dorchester. I am now retired. I have many years of volunteering under my belt, most recently including the founding board member of the Greater Dorchester Moving Forward. And in 2017 was honored by receiving the Molly Cool Award for outstanding contributions by a woman in the southeast part of New Brunswick. And I am now ready to serve as first councillor for Ward 1. Thank you.
We're now moving to Ward 2, and it's Natalie Donahue's time.
Thank you to the organizing committee, audience members for being here, fellow candidates. My name is Natalie Donahue. I will spend just a short brief time telling you a little bit about my background and some experiences I've had recently that might show you that I've had a lot of experience with advocacy and organization, two skills I think are very important for the Ward 2 council seat. I came to Sackville from the neighboring community of Moncton. Both sets of grandparents, small business owners there. I've got a mechanic garage on one side of the family and landscaping nursery business on the other, also fully bilingual. I got a scholarship to Mount Allison University, married my high school sweetheart at the chapel, moved away for a few years, and then came back to settle in the Woodpoint area where we took possession of the beautiful historic building in the Barnes family. So I have been spending my adult life building things in Sackville, both physical structures at that beautiful farmstead, as well as connections between the community members, the workplace, teammates, the nonprofit organization, volunteers that I work with, as well as neighbors as part of the local service district's advisory council that I was part of for a short period of time. I don't think it'll be easy to grow a new town of Tantramar, but I do hard things all the time. Unfortunately, 11 months ago, the barn burned down in the historic property. Thank you so much to the fire department to help us through that traumatic end time. And it has been 11 months of advocacy and communication with the insurance company so that we could get our policy entitlements. Additionally, during that time, my husband had a circular saw accident, and we had to navigate the chaotic healthcare system here, which required so much advocacy and communication as well. And so I believe these two skills I've practiced a lot and think I could bring to this exciting time as a candidate for Ward 2. Thank you.
Our next candidate for Ward 2 is Wendy Epworth.
Good evening, and thank you for organizing this. This is a great opportunity to see everyone out and talk about the exciting things that lay ahead of us. I grew up in Middle Sackville, just down the road, actually. And whether you grew up here, discovered this place through Mount Allison, or life just brought you here, this has always been a wonderful place to live and grow. This area seems to have a way of drawing people in. When Dave and I returned to Sackville after finishing my degree at Dalhousie University, we knew that we were here to stay. We bought a little house in Frosty Hollow with a lot of woodland. We live in Frosty Hollow for a reason, not just because it has low taxes, although that was a definite plus when we bought the house, but we wanted space, privacy, a big garden, animals, all of those things that come with living in the country. We need to celebrate and protect all of the things that make living here special. We need to grow in ways that suit our different wards and in ways that benefit the whole of Tantramar. We need to invest strategically with the effects of climate change in mind. We need to leverage our municipal budget so that we can do more with the funds that we have. We need to ensure that our corner of the world maintains the reputation of a wonderful place to put down roots, to work, to raise your family, and to enjoy community. There is a challenge ahead of us, forging the new town of Tantramar, and a lot of questions that we don't yet have answers to. We need to recognize that there are a lot of differences represented within this town, but there are also many shared values and common goals. We need a mayor and a council that will amplify what binds us together and to recognize our unique differences. We need to move forward in this shared responsibility and focus on positive, actionable strategies. Thank you.
Barry Hicks is our next candidate for Ward 2.
Welcome, and thank you all for coming out on this rainy Saturday evening. It's great to see such a good turnout and so many people showing so much interest in our new town of Tantramar. I'm not big on public speaking, so please bear with me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Barry Hicks, and I'm running for a seat in Ward 2. I am grassroots, homegrown, lifelong resident of Tantramar. I was born and raised in British Settlement, Westcott area of Ward 2, and have lived here all my 65 years. Ward 2 is my home. I have deep roots here, as well as a genuine passion for not only protecting our heritage, but also helping to carve a sustainable future for this area. In 2017, I retired from the town of Sackville, where I worked for 40-plus years in Public Works Department. I was a heavy equipment operator for 20 years and then joined the management team as Superintendent of Public Works for the remainder of my career. During my 20-plus years in management, I'm sure that I have met and spoken with many of you on various occasions. I also had the opportunity to work with a number of mayors and councilors and feel that I have a good understanding of how council works. I have a great deal of experience in municipal government, especially in the infrastructure and operations sector. I am very eager to lend my extensive experience to not only the constituents of Ward 2, but also the town of Tantramar. After having the opportunity to talk with some of the residents of Ward 2, I noticed several common issues emerging. The concern for the future of Sackville Memorial Hospital, the summer and winter maintenance of our roads, ditches, and abattoirs, timely access to emergency services, fire, ambulance, RCMP, increased taxes with no increase in services, having a strong voice to represent Ward 2. I don't have answers to all the questions at this time, but if I'm elected as councillor of Ward 2, I will be a strong voice and I will work hard to help find solutions and answers for not only Ward 2, but all of Tantramar. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we move to Ward 3, I just wanted to make it clear that Kevin Scott wanted to be here tonight. He could not get anyone to cover his shift, so he did try. We are now moving to Ward 3, our first candidate giving her opening remarks, Allison Butcher.
Thank you, Carol. Welcome, everyone. I'm still a little bit in COVID shock, and it's just so nice to see everyone here. So thanks for coming out on this not so cold, Saturday night. I was born and raised in Sackville, although I'd like to point out that I happen to be born and raised here, but we all are here because we love this place. So I happen to have been born and raised here. After I got my teaching certificate, I went to Ottawa for about a decade, and then I came back. And we all end up here, whether by accident or on purpose, but we're all here because we love being here. I and my partner, Andy, are raising two teenage daughters at this point, 17 and 14. I am a preschool teacher here. I graduated from Teachers College in 1989, and I have worked with children my entire adult life and even through my not-so-adult life. I have been the director of play school for over 20 years. I've been a member of council since 2016, and so that's two elections I've been through so far. I started working with the municipal government because I felt it was important to give back to a community that I love so much, and was quite surprised to discover that I actually got a lot of satisfaction and joy from working at the municipal level. I'd like to think that the job I've done so far has been one, well, I'm certainly proud of it. I'd like to think that other people are satisfied with what I've done, and I'd like to continue to work towards the new community of Tantramar. Thank you.
Our next candidate from Ward 3 is Alice Cotton.
Thank you. I'm Alice Cotton. I have lived in Sackville for close to 30 years, and I've brought up my two sons here. I work as a private tutor and translator, a gardener in the summer, and I work in a professional kitchen. I support the Sackville Farmers Market and enjoy being a coffee vendor there along with my husband year-round. I've been involved with local nonprofit and community groups over the years, like EOS Eco Energy, Community Food Smart, and the Sackville Commons. I have protested against fracking and for the preservation of French immersion and of our hospital. I spoke up for university students' right to vote in municipal elections. I think we are fortunate to live in an area so rich with natural and human resources, and I think we need to work hard to protect our environment and all the people living in it. There will be a lot of work to do to make this new municipality equitable for all its constituents and to improve existing services. I want to promote better understanding of how municipal service functions so that our council may be as transparent as possible. We need to communicate to the public in a timely manner about the work council does and the decisions it has to make. I worry about climate change and its effects on our region. And I think we are responsible to use all the information that experts give us about the risks of catastrophic flooding and dike failure, and solutions like reestablishing salt marshes as buffers to protect the dikes. I applaud the work of the volunteers in the Regional Health Action Group led by John Higham. They have done a lot of work to hire nurses and LPNs and improve morale. Our council must do all it can to help hire more doctors and give the community a voice in our health services. The lack of affordable housing and the commodification of the basic right to shelter have motivated me to run for office. We must work with the new housing hub and groups like ACORN to find solutions to the affordable housing crisis. A working group from council needs to be tasked with coming up with creative housing solutions, working on zoning bylaws, and partnering with local concerned citizens and organizations. Thank you.
Josh Kilglenn is our next Ward 3 candidate.
Thank you, Carol, and everybody. It's great to see everybody here this evening. Carol said, my name is Josh Goga. I am originally from Moncton. I graduated from Matthew Matten High School. And I met my wife, Sarah Goga. A lot of you guys know her from the pharmacy downtown. She convinced me to move to Sackville, although it really didn't take much convincing because it's actually a very nice community, and I quite enjoy it here. So for the last 15 years of my 16 years of being in Sackville, I've worked down at Moneris, held various positions there. Currently, I'm the Technology Operations Center, one of the leaders there. We basically monitor all the systems, make sure everything runs good. I'm heavily involved with Robert Corkerton in scouting. I'm heading into my fifth year. I'm actually running two groups this year because we're short in leaders. But so the reason why I'm running is just to kind of give a new perspective on town council, and I'd love to bring up some of the current issues that are facing our community. If elected, I'll definitely work hard on representing everybody, not just from Ward 3, but from every single other ward, because this is not just a ward issue, it's a whole Tantramar Council issue. And yeah, so that's about me. Thank you.
Our next candidate for Ward 3 is Virgil Hemmick.
I've lived in Sackville for 47 years. I taught at Mount A for 29 years, 19 of those years as the head of the Department of Fine Arts. I've served 13 years on town council. I was also 4 years on the Southeast Regional Health Authority, elected member. I spent 7 years in a planning commission, and I was actually a president of the farmers market, though I can't grow anything. Anyway, I want to tell you why I am running. Why am I running for councillor in Ward 3, Tangemar? In part, I am angry about the amalgamation that's been forced upon us by the provincial government without a mandate from affected citizens, us. The town of Sackville and the village of Dorchester have histories that go back to the mid-18th century and are going to be erased and replaced with Tangemar. Really? It will be sometime, likely never, that people will stop saying they live in Dorchester, Sackville, not to mention Woodpoint or Alec. We have a long history, and I hope long memories when it comes to the next provincial election. But anger is not enough reason to run in an election. The new township is going to have a difficult start. To start Ward 3 and 4, Greater Sackville, if you like, the majority of people and councillors, 5 councillors out of 8, the other 3 councillors and wards represent an area far larger than the former village of Dorchester or the town of Sackville. In a traditional ward system, councillors represent the interests of the ward. When I was first elected to the Sackville Town Council, I represented Ward 1, downtown Sackville. Then Sackville had 8 councillors, 4 wards, 4 at large, 4 in each ward. It's going to be hard for a newly elected Tandemar councillor to get their heads around the idea they need to represent the entire community and not just their wards. Of course, everybody running, including myself in this election, will say that they will represent all of Tandemar. The needs... I will continue later. You can find me. Okay. Bye-bye.
Our next candidate is Charles Harvey, also for Ward 3.
Good evening. My name is Charlie Harvey. I'm running Council Ward 3. If elected, I pledge to be receptive to the citizens of Tantramar and bring worthy concerns and suggestions to Council for consideration. On Council, I will vote as I believe is in the best interest of Tantramar. Thank you.
And I just want to mention, before we get to our next candidate seated in there, that Sana Mohammed, also of Ward 3, said she was unable to attend tonight. Our next candidate is Sahicha Pendurti of Ward 3.
Hello, everyone. Seeing seeing so many people from so many different age groups actually gives me a lot of courage to sit here, because I'm sure half of you understand how nervous I am sitting with people with so much experience and so much history with Sackville. My husband and I moved to Sackville last year. We bought a nice home on York Street. And for me, Sackville is still new, but it's still as dear as it is for all of you. I wanted to run for town council as a way to give back to the community that has accepted me as their own. Everybody is so loving and kind, but is also so troubled in this little paradise of ours. I am here to represent a generation that needs to learn how to run this town of Tantramar. We are not going to be able to make the laws today that will not be affecting us 20 years from now. Our parents are seeing that happening to them now. So we need to get involved today. I am running for democracy. All I ask from you all, which I think you all are here for sure are doing, is please go vote. Ours is the 10% democratic country in this world, and we need to preserve that. So please vote. Thank you.
Our next Ward 3 candidate is Bruce Finney.
Thank you, Carol. Good evening, everyone. My name is Bruce Finney. I was born in Sackville, but I grew up in Oromocto. My father was in the military. My educational background is I graduated. I have many certificates. I have a marketing diploma from the community college, and I'm just a few credits away from my marketing degree from Mount A, plus a bunch of other things. I can't even remember what they are. But I've been on council since 2004. I've learned a lot over the years. I enjoy the job very much. I have always worked for everybody and always will continue to. I keep telling people I'm shy, but I'm coming out of my shell little by little. I'm going to continue to speak up on behalf of everyone, as a matter of fact, if elected. We need to turn around and work with the government. I'm not particularly fond of the fact of the amalgamation, but it is. It's happening. It's a fact. So now we need to find a way to work with them. One of the other things, since we're now broken up into wards, those people who are going to be elected are going to have to turn around and be educated by the people who actually live in those wards. As much as I know Wood Point and Rockport, I know nothing really. I know people, but I need to know what their needs and concerns are, and that goes for all the other wards as well. The thing is, I'm always open to listening to people. Any questions you have, please reach out, contact me, even now. But I hope maybe on the 28th you'll reelect me, because I enjoy this job immensely, and I work for you, not for anybody else. Thank you.
And our next candidate for Ward 3 is Mike Tower.
Thank you, and I am Mike Tower. I believe my experience, actually, I should say, first, I was born and raised in this area. I've lived all my life in Sackville, except for 7 years I lived in Dorchester. My roots are for Sackville, Rockport, and Dorchester, so I have a great connection and a love for this area. I believe my experience and work style will be an asset to the new council. I understand how council works, and I acknowledge that things can be better and must be better. I believe my experience will allow me to hit the ground running. Being an open-minded and approachable person, I listen to what people have to say in meetings and casual conversations, walking the street, and I want to hear your concerns and your ideas. As a counselor, I am transparent and forthright. I am very aware that I work on the behalf of the town of residents, and I feel that very important to keep the residents informed in all town business. I believe that to get the best results, we must work collaboratively. I believe in doing a good job is not enough. We have to maintain good communication, and if we're going to interact during these completion of decisions and projects. I can contribute to the success, but the people need to be involved, give us your ideas, and let us know when we're not doing right. And for those in Ward 3, when you get your ballot, please review the list of candidates and vote from the bottom up. Thank you.
We now move to Ward 4, Sabine Dietz.
Thanks, Carol, and thanks for the group to invite us tonight and make this happen. My name is Sabine Dietz. I am running in Ward 4, which is the area out Midgick, Mount View, Pontshore, and all the way out 940. I've been on council for a year and a half now. When I was elected last year, I was clearly running on climate change, making this community be more aware of climate change and incorporating climate change into all the decisions that council would make. I soon realized that councillors cannot be a one-issue person. Councillors have to really be active on all fronts, whether it be healthcare or housing, even though some of those or many of those issues are actually not in the jurisdiction of a municipal council. But the role of advocacy of councils versus the provincial government are really clear and are really important. And so healthcare is one of them. The municipality, the local government council has been involved in that issue, even though it's not a jurisdiction of municipalities. I look forward to hopefully getting re-elected onto council. I know this is going to be a lot of work, and we need to come together as a community. This will not be easy. We're a large area, and we need to listen to everybody across the future municipality of Tantramar. This will be difficult given the many different issues that are already on the table. There will be more. We will need to advocate both towards the provincial government as well as make our stand with the Regional Service Commission, who will impose many more mandates on us than we currently have. This will be a lot of advocacy that's required of councillors, not just a job on the side of our desks. Thank you.
Our second candidate for Ward 4, Matt Esterbrooks.
Evening. Thank you, Carol, for setting this up for us. For those of you who do not already know me, I am Matt Esterbrooks, and I live just three houses that way, One Pontshore Road. I am proud to be running for the position of councillor in Ward 4 of Tantramar. I have lived in Sackville my entire life, and this place is home. I care deeply for this place and for all the people who also call it home with me. I am married to my high school best friend, Chrissy, who I travel all the way from here to Mount View to meet. We have three wonderful children together, Alexa, Sophia, and Matthew Blair. What a wonderful community we live in. We should be so very thankful that we live in a democracy where all people have a voice. This local government reform process has strengthened that for us, given a voice to all members of Tantramar, given a voice to some that did not have one before. For anyone who took in any of the town council meetings over the last year and some, you could see with regard to this issue that I was on an island. I like to think a beautiful island, but nonetheless I was the lone councillor on that island. On an island of choosing positive change based on a collaborative way forward for our region. I considered what our new community would look like with all the communities brought together, and it would give us a larger and stronger voice, a larger and stronger voice to be heard at the Regional Service Commission table as well as in dealings with the provincial government. I looked past the negativity and instead chose to see the longer-term positive outcomes that this necessary change would bring. the relationships between our communities have been damaged over the last year by some outspoken people, and we now have the task ahead of us to repair them. The new mayor and council we elect needs to understand the impacts their decisions make on all residents of Tantramar, not just the residents of the former town of Sackville. Tantramar needs leaders on council who can bring success through change, through positive change focused on repairing and strengthening the ties between our communities. We need leaders who understand the importance of these relationships and have the vision to bring all the communities of the new Tantramar together through collaboration. And I am ready and willing for that job.
And definitely not, how do I say that? Last but definitely not least, Ward 5, Greg Martin.
Thank you. My name is Greg Martin, and I'm sure some of you know me. I've lived in beautiful Aulac all my life, up on Green Hill Road. I've raised my family there. I've been involved in different volunteer groups, served on the LSD for probably 30 years. But I'll tell you, I am excited. I am very, very excited for a couple of reasons. One, I am the first elected council member of Tantramar. I was elected by acclamation, and so my job is easy. I'll tell you, my mother would be very, very proud. Also, I look forward to everybody that's running in the election to be a part of a team. We're going to have to be a team. There's no more us and them, town and country. We're going to have to be a team. This is not going to be easy. I'm only a rookie at this. And so the leadership has to start right at the top. And there has to be a team mentality. Thank you for supporting us here tonight, and I'm open for any questions also tonight. Thank you.